ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः इन् तैत्तिरीय उपनिषत् दि फस्ट् चाप्टर् शिक्षावल्लि we have to today see the contents of the ninth anuvakah navama anuvakah in this anuvakah the specific teaching is for showing the rituals involving including disciplines and values also serve as means of the attainment of moksha. When people are given to the discipline of meditation, some people make a wrong conclusion that meditation is the only way, meditation itself is enough. Meditation is to exalt the discipline. Therefore, rituals are not important. Somehow, there's a possibility of undermining, underestimating the value of rituals. In fact, the Karma Kanda of the Veda is the most voluminous portion, prescribing countless number of rituals. All the rituals we need not perform. It's not practical and possible to perform all the rituals. But still, the rituals also have their own role, their own importance in contributing for the attainment of moksha. Of course, performance of rituals itself will not serve as a means of attainment of moksha. Karma can never remove ignorance because karma itself is a product of ignorance. Karma, Vaidikam or Laukikam. Vedic or mundane, sacred or secular. A karma is a product of ignorance. Being the product of ignorance, definitely karma is ignorance friendly. It cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, karma is definitely not the means of attainment of moksha. Karma will always bind, no doubt. Karma performed will produce results. When the results are there, they have to be exhausted. For exhausting results, we have to be born again. So karma always binds. We cannot liberate. Still, karma cannot be looked down upon as something inferior. That binding karma itself must be used, made use of, in order to prepare our minds ultimately for the attainment of jnanam, which itself is moksha. But it involves a proper attitude. It involves practice of disciplines. It involves strictly following values. So performance of mundane activities, or performance of Vedic rituals in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude, strictly following values, become a preparatory discipline. Thereby, karma becomes a yoga, a preparatory discipline. As a preparatory discipline, karma becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, one should not look down upon the rituals. One should validate, one should know the value of the rituals along with the understanding of their limitations. Therefore, here in this ninth anuvakaha specifically, karmanam purushartha sadhanatvam asti iti pratipadyate. All rituals, definitely rituals, do have the status of being an indirect means of the accomplishment of purushartha. That is the main teaching of this section. Let us see here. Ritancha swadhyaya pravachanecha satyancha swadhyaya pravachanecha tapascha swadhyaya pravachanecha damascha swadhyaya pravachanecha shamascha swadhyaya pravachanecha agnayascha swadhyaya pravachanecha agnihotrancha swadhyaya pravachanecha atithayascha swadhyaya pravachanecha manushancha swadhyaya pravachanecha prajacha swadhyaya pravachanecha prajanascha swadhyaya pravachanecha prajatischa swadhyaya pravachanecha satyamiti satyavacharathitarah tapa iti tapo nityah paurushishtih swadhyaya pravachane yeveti na ko maudgalyah tadhitapastadhitapah. If we see this whole section, we don't have complete sentences. Just there is given a list of disciplines. In mentioning every discipline or a value, along with that, two disciplines are repeatedly mentioned in order to emphasize the importance of those two disciplines. You all must have already made out what those two disciplines are, which are repeatedly mentioned. Swadhyayaha Pravachanam. Swadhyayaha is a Pullinga Shabda. Pravachanam is a neuter gender word. Napumsakalinga Shabda. So what is Swadhyayaha? Swadhyayanam. Adhyayanam, learning. Study. Adhyayanam. Swadhyayaha means studying the Veda, Veda mantras. Studying the Veda mantras, Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam together mean that one must definitely study the Veda mantras. One must learn to recite the chant, the Veda mantras properly. That proper learning should be in such a way that one must be able to memorize the entire Vedic text. One must be able to memorize the entire text, all the mantras, so that one must be prepared with the textbook in one's own mind in order to understand the meanings later on. Understanding the meanings of the mantras is very important. Even to learn the way of life, how one should live one's life. What are all the disciplines one should strictly follow? And the importance and the benefit of following the disciplines. And what are the values one must follow? And the benefit of following values. The consequence of not following the values. And having the capacity to manage one's mind and sense organs with the understanding of the value of values. Thereby being able to become mentally adequately prepared with certain degree of mental purification, steadiness. To attain the jnanam. And also the value of jnanam. Become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. And to be given to the study of the Veda Anta Shastram. Being able to go through the disciplines of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Finally having the vision of the truth. And discovering the freedom here itself. For all this, to understand subtle facts, which cannot be known through any other pramanam, one has to know the meanings of the mantras. To be able to understand the meanings of the mantras, one needs to have a textbook. Textbook was not available those days in the printed form, not even in the palm leaves, not even in the form of manuscripts. The only way of having the text with oneself is to have it in one's memory. Kantasthikaranam means memorizing. The only way of having the text with oneself is to memorize the Veda mantras. And memorizing mantras is not easy. One has to memorize all the mantras to remember in which section, in which Upanishad, and which in which branch, which shaka, whether it's Brahmanam or Samhita, where exactly this mantra comes, what is the number. To remember everything, one must have the One must have the whole text in one's memory. One must be able to turn the pages in one's own mind as the teacher is unfolding the meanings. So, to have that, it's very important to learn to chant the mantras correctly, to memorize the text. So with the text, one can understand the meanings. By understanding the meanings, one can keep oneself in good humor. One can have a harmonious life. Thereby, one can live in harmony with the nature, in harmony with the universal order. Thereby, one can contribute for the harmony of the world, contribute for universal harmony. The word swadhyayaha. Swadhyayaha is an important discipline. After having studied, definitely one must teach what one has studied. The person enjoyed the teaching, also shared the teaching with others. That is how one can contribute for the preservation of the teaching, preservation of the Shastram, Veda Shastram. The word Pravachanam literally means the teaching here. Teaching means whatever one has learned, one must share, one must teach. Teaching is for two purposes. One is to pay back the debts to our rishis. Another is to contribute for preservation of the Shastram. And preserving the Shastram is for the perpetuation of Dharma, for maintaining the universal order, universal harmony. It's a Punya Karma as well. There's no greater service. There cannot be a greater service than studying the Veda or contributing for the preserving the Shastram, the amazing treasure house of knowledge. Therefore, it's very important. Even if a person follows all of the disciplines, if a person is not given to study of the Shastram, then the following all the disciplines really do not become, make any sense. Simply following the disciplines will be of no use, because of following all the disciplines is ultimately for mental preparation. Mental preparation is for understanding much subtler facts revealed by the Shastra. Understanding the facts is to have a different perspective, right perspective of everything in life, thereby to be free from one's own emotional clutters. That way not to be disturbing also. Therefore, Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam are important disciplines. Therefore, in order to emphasize the importance of these disciplines, Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam, along with every discipline mentioned here, Upanishad repeats those disciplines. So, Swadhyayaha cha Pravachanam cha Swadhyaya Pravachane dual. Ritan cha Swadhyaya Pravachane cha Ritam. What is Ritam? Ritam means the opposite of unritam. Unritam means false, falsehood. Untruth is unritam. So ritam means satyam, truth. But here we also come across other word satyam. Ritam and satyam literally means truth. The word rhythm here means, already has been explained. In Shantipatha itself, we already understood very clearly what the word rhythm means. So right knowledge of the subtle facts, right knowledge of the teachings of the Shastram is rhythm. And what is Satyam? Living that knowledge, implementing that knowledge of right understanding of the Shastra teaching is Satyam. The word Satyam also means truthfulness in speech, the discipline. In the discipline of speech, rhythm. Then tapaha, satyam. If we take satyam as the truthfulness in speech, as a any spiritual aspirant, a spiritual person who knows his priority in life, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who knows the greatest value of moksha, will not compromise with this discipline of truthfulness in speech. So following this truthfulness in speech itself is what? Is a one of the important universal values. Then tapaha. So tapaha literally means austerity, penance. Austerity, penance. We are seeing in the Bhashyam also, tapaha. Then damaha. Damaha, we will be seeing again in the Bhashyam elaborately. Damaha is mastery over one's sense organs. All 10 organs. Organs of action, organs of knowledge. So indriya nigraha damaha, which we know very well. Then shamaha is manonigraha. Shamaha is having mastery over one's thoughts, ways of thinking. Mastery over one's mind is shamaha. Then agnayaha. The word agnihi literally means fire. So agnayaha means fires here. Agnayaha means the fire kindled to perform various rituals. One fire kindled to perform various rituals. Otherwise said to be ritualistic fires. And those ritualistic fires must be maintained. Which means rituals must be performed properly. So maintaining ritualistic fires implies performing certain prescribed rituals appropriately in keeping with the Vedic stipulations is also important. Agnayaha. Then Agnihotram, I'm not elaborating on these words because we're going to see in Bhashyam. Agnihotram. Agnihotram is the simplest of the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda. This I might have told many times before. The biggest of the rituals prescribed in the Veda Karmakanda is Ashwamedhayagaha. The smallest, the simplest of the rituals is Agnihotram. In between, we have countless number of rituals. Karmani, prescribed in the Karmakanda. But Agnihotram is a nityam karma. Agnihotram is a ritual which stands for Nityanimittika Karmani. Agnihotram is actually is a Vedic form of daily worship. Performing Agnihotram is actually is equivalent to Nitya, performance of Nitya Puja. Daily worship, Vedic form of daily worship is what? Performing Agnihotra Karma. And who is eligible to perform Agnihotram Karma? Only Agrastaha, only a married person, householder. And when should he start this ritual? From the day of his marriage, he has to begin to perform this Agnihotram Karma. If you perform for 6 months from the day of marriage, and one must preserve that Agni in a pot for 6 months, and he must reuse the same preserved Agni in a pot for 6 months. Thereafter, he must take that Agni and he must rekindle, and he must preserve that Agni forever in that place. Such an Agni which is brought from the pot after 6 months, and which is going to preserve forever until his last breath, it will be Ahita Agni. And that bringing the fire from the pot, which has been preserved for 6 months, which is used for performing every day for 6 months, when that fire is again brought and kindled after 6 months, then the Agni is known as, that karma, that ritual itself is known as Agni Adhana Karma. So having performed Agni Adhana Karma, the person continues his Agnihotram Karma forever. He preserves the fire in the same place, not in a pot. The such a person who has performed the Agni Adhana Karma and who is eligible to continue to perform this ritual is said to be Ahita Agnihi. And this one must perform until his last breath, unless he becomes a sannyasi later on. In fact, the same fire will be used even to cremate the person, the performer of the ritual. So Agnihotram Karma itself stands for all Nityanimittika Karmas. So Nitya Puja, those days a proper Vedika must have been Agnitya Agnihotri. So Nitya Agnihotri means that really the person deserves great reverence. It involves great discipline. Anyway, that is Agnihotram. Then Atithayaha guests. Who is a guest? Without informing the date and time of arrival, whoever comes and knocks at the door is Atithi. Tithihi na jnayate. Tithihi means date. Vedic date is Tithihi. Atithihi means the person who comes as a guest without any prior phone call, text message, WhatsApp message, email, suddenly comes and stands. Oh my God, I have so much of work. What can I do? This person has come. No problem. Still will be received. Because Bhagavan, any atithi arriving at the home, arriving at one's place, should be revered and invited, received as Bhagavan has come. Because revered. Atithi is looked upon as Bhagavan. Though Atithi Devo Bhava. So Atithi Pujanam. So receiving them and honoring them and doing the needful in keeping our own water is possible within our limbs. Aditi Pujanam is also one of the disciplines. Atithayaha stands for Atithi Pujanam. The Manusham Atithayaha, these two actually words stand for Manushya Yajna, in those five Panchamaha Yajnas. So Agnihotram Agnayaha stand for Deva Yajna. Atithayaha Manusham stand for Manushya Yajna. Swadhyayaha Pravacham stand for Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. So here Manusham means what? So being a contributor, in order to contribute for sustaining, maintaining the universal harmony, universal order, not a distant universal order, one must contribute in keeping what one consumes also. So contribution must be in the form of, of course, first we said contributing for the preserving the Vedic tradition, and contribution for supporting fellow human beings who really deserve and need the help. No, nowadays it is specifically known as social service. So social service actually is not to make the enjoyer of service to feel inferior and low. Social service is performed as an offering to Bhagavan. Worship of Bhagavan, Him of human beings. Manushya Seva, Madhava Seva, Naraseva, Narayana Seva. People use say all these words. So there is Manusham. Then Prajaha. Prajaha means progeny. So Prajaha, so having thoughtfully, so if any responsible youngster must know one's responsibility, must involve himself in earning, well, do something to earn, to get married, to have progeny. So marriage is for, specifically for progeny. And progeny is for the perpetuation of dharma. Dharma praja abhivrudhyartam vivahaha. So after brahmacharya, ashrama, and a person finishes his studies, it's important for him to enter into the next ashrama, grihastha ashramaha. So entering into grihastha ashrama is very important because the person has the responsibility of contributing for the perpetuation of dharma by having progeny, for which he has to get married. That is why marriage is such an important thing for us. People just don't go and marry someone who they want to marry. No. Of course, we have our own way of, you know, how elders become get involved and they look for and then they match and lots of things those days. Nowadays, I don't want to talk about it much. In Prajaha, it's also important, it's a response, any mature individual must be responsible enough. Of course, absolute maturity will be possible only in the wake of jnanam. Only as a jnani, a person will be absolutely mature person. It is jnanam which alone can contribute for the absolute maturity, nothing else. A person strictly lives a life of dharma, knowing the value of dharma, definitely he will be relatively mature. So that he'll become eligible to become absolutely mature. And to know the value of dharma, to follow dharma, to live dharma, to become relatively mature also, one must have Shraddha in the Shastram, one must follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. That way one must have Purushartha Nischeha, one must be committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, knowing the value of Jnanam. Only as a person of Purushartha Nischeha, as the one knowing the value of Jnanam, the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, even if a person lives his life as a grihastha without depriving himself of the enjoyment of any pleasures, still he will not compromise with dharma for anything. Because he will be committed to the pursuit of dharma. Therefore, such a mature person, mature individual, will take the responsibility of getting married. Because marriage is a responsibility. Because it involves effort, but strain has. Because ultimately you must have definitely progeny. Naturally, a person is deprived of, denied children or some issues happen. I mean, there's problems in having children. Naturally, that's Bhagavan's chitta. Otherwise, any mature individual should get married to have progeny, ultimately for the perpetuation of dharma. Because dharma perpetuation is possible only if a dharmi is there. The person who lives dharma, follows dharma, must be there for dharma to be alive. Others should not become extinct. So with a great purpose in mind, one must get married, one must have progeny. So praja, there's also discipline. Praja, prajaha, then prajanaha. Prajanaha. So, prajanaha. So one gets married. Getting married itself is what? Thoughtfully knowing the purpose of getting married, entering into grihastha ashrama, knowing the responsibilities and duties, one must get married and have children. One should not stop with that. One should bring up the children in such a way that they also contribute for the perpetuation of dharma. So there'll be grandchildren also. Prajatihi. Prajatihi. Then we have prajanaha. Prajanaha. Then prajatihi. Literally, you can say prajaha, prajanaha, prajatihi. All these three words emphasize the following, the grihastha ashrama dharmas. We'll be elaborately understanding when you do the bhashyam. Knowing the value of following the grihastha ashrama dharma, one must enter into the grihastha ashrama as a responsible individual to follow those dharmas. So one must have progeny, one must contribute for the perpetuation of the lineage, ultimately for the perpetuation of dharma. These three words, prajaha, prajanaha, prajatihi. Emphasize the importance of following the Grihastha dharmas. Following importance of the duties of a household. Then again, it is said, we are going to see the names of three names. Rathi Taraha, a great rishi. Paurushishtihi, another rishi. Maudgalyaha, another rishi. Remembering the names of rishis, uttering their names, thinking of them itself is punyam. And each rishi emphasizes a specific value. So, Rathi Taraha was a sage who was known for his commitment to the discipline of truthfulness in speech, who was a person of truthful speech. So, Satya Vachaha, Rathi Taraha was a person of truthfulness in speech, and according to him, satyam, truthfulness in speech, is the exalted value. There's another rishi, Paurushishtihi, and for him, following the tapas, the discipline of tapas, is exalted discipline. He himself was a person of tremendous tapas, tapo nityaha. He was known for his tapas. Then Maudgalyaha is another rishi. And this Maudgalyaha has been Nakaha. He emphasizes that Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam are the most important disciplines. So according to Nakaha, Maudgalyaha, Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam are the important disciplines. Taddhi tapaha, taddhi tapaha. That he, taddhi, together comes taddhi. Taddhi tapas, taddhi tapaha. Taddhi tapaha, taddhi tapaha. Mean what? That literal meaning is that indeed is austerity. That indeed is austerity. And that alone is austerity. So we've seen three sages, their views. Views means what? I mean, all of them accept all the values, but each rishi specifically emphasizes a specific discipline. The sage, the rishihi, known as Nakaha, who is also known after his father's name, Mudgalaha, as Maudgalyaha. So Maudgalya, Mudgalasya Apatyam Puman Maudgalyaha. It's not a very important, no, let us learn all this. So the Rishihi Nakaha, the great seer Nakaha, the son of Mudgalaha, emphasizes Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam as the important disciplines. So being given to the study of the Shastram, being given to the discipline of teaching, sharing, is also tapas according to him. Okay, this is the literal meaning of this mantra. Let us see the Bhashyam. Ritanchaswadhyaya pravachanecha Satyanchaswadhyaya pravachanecha Tapaschaswadhyaya pravachanecha Damaschaswadhyaya pravachanecha Shamaschaswadhyaya pravachanecha Agnayaschaswadhyaya pravachanecha Agnihotranchaswadhyaya pravachanecha Prajachaswadhyaya pravachanecha Prajanaschaswadhyaya pravachanecha Prajatischaswadhyaya pravachanecha Satyamiti satyavacharathitarah Tapaiti taponityah paurushishtih Swadhyaya pravachane evetina komaudgalyah Tadhitapastadhitapah. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam. Vijnanat yeva apnoti swarajyam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on this section. So first he says, the fact has been said. What is the fact? The absolute, ultimate goal of human life is swarajya praptihi. Swarajya praptihi means what? Attainment of sovereignty means having the luxury of reveling in one's vision of one's own essential nature, which is freedom, moksha. And this moksha prapti, moksham, how does a person attain? Vijnanat yeva apnoti moksha, moksham. One definitely attains moksha only by jnanam. Literal meaning, that is moksha. But here the word vijnanam does not mean the jnanam. It means upasanam. Please make a note. We always understand attainment of moksha is only by knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self. Jnana deva kaivalyam. And here, generally, it's always said in the karma upasana kandam, the attainment of moksha in terms of krama muktihi after going to Brahma Loka is only through the practice of meditation on Hiranyagarbheshwara. Vijnanati eva, only as a result of practicing meditation on Hiranyagarbheshwara, one attains the swarajyam. One attains krama muktihi. This fact has been said already. As this fact has been said, uktatvat. Uktatvam means what? As uktam. Vijnanat eva swarajyam apnoti. Vijnanat eva swarajyam apnoti iti uktam. This has been said. Uktatvat means what? Because of that reason, as it has been said like that. Shrauta smartanam karmanam anathakyam praptam. Because it has been said, upasanam alone will help a person attain swarajyam. One attains Swarajyam only by Upasanam, only by Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. This is a fact also. Because it has been said, then people will be interested only in Upasanam. It has a possibility of making a wrong conclusion. Shauta smartanam karmanam anathakyam praptam. There becomes the misunderstanding of misunderstanding that there is purposelessness of the karmas prescribed by the Shruti and the Smriti. Anarthakyam means purposelessness. Anartha means purposeless. Anarthakyam, purposelessness. That it's possible for people to misunderstand that the performance of rituals prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti do not serve any purpose. It is probably a mistake. Ityataha. Therefore, so there is a possibility of making the wrong conclusion that there is no purpose in performing the rituals prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti. Therefore, Tathe ma prapathu means what? Such misunderstanding, wrong conclusion should not be there. Tathe ma prapathu. Iti karmanam purushartham prati sadhanatva pradarshanartham iha upanyasaha. Karmanam purushartham prati sadhanatva pradarshanartham iha upanyasaha. So, in this whole section, a specific teaching, upanyasaha, here is a teaching. The whole teaching, the whole discussion in this section is specifically for showing pradarshanartham iha upanyasaha. Iha means in this section, upanyasaha, the teaching, the discussion is specifically for showing pradarshanartham. Showing what? Karmanam sadhanatvam. Karmanam sadhanatvasya pradarshanartham. The discussion, the teaching is for specifically showing that the karmas, the rituals prescribed by the Shruti and the Smriti do have the status of being the means of attaining moksha. They do have the status of being the means towards purushartha. Purushartham prati, towards purushartha. Karmanam sadhanatvam asti. Rituals do enjoy the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. For showing this fact, கர்மணாம் புருஷார்த்தம் பிரதி சாதனத்துவ பிரதர்சனார்த்தம் இக உபன்யாசகா. இட் இஸ் உபனிஷத், சப்போஸ் டு டீச் ஓன்லி பிரம்ம வித்யா. வென் த ஹோல் சிக்ஷா வல்லி மெனி டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் ஆர் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஹோல் செக்ஷன் இஸ் நவ் டெடிக்கேட்டட் ஃபார் எம்பசைசிங், ஃபார் ஷோயிங் டோன்ட் அண்டர்மைன் தி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், டோன்ட் அண்டர்மைன், டோ அண்டர்ஸ்டிமே தி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், நோ கிவ் தம் டியூ வேல்யூ, நோ தர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ். Rituals properly performed with understanding of the limitations do serve as indirect means of attainment of moksha. They definitely contribute for one's mental preparation. They enable a person to contribute for social well-being. In fact, the performance of rituals contribute for one's emotional maturity, one's mental expansion. That's how karmas do serve as an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Therefore, karmanam purushartham prati sadhanatvam asti. So, sadhanatvasya pradarshanartham iha upanyasaha. In this section, the whole teaching of disciplines, values, etc. is specifically for showing the fact that rituals do have the status of being the means of attainment of the purushartha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.